Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We welcome you to the show on this evening. At this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us bring our minds in and turn our hearts toward the Lord. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God,
thank
we
you,
give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We call upon you, Lord, to stop by while we're on this broadcast. Oh, Lord God, let your word go out. Let your word have free course. And let your word minister unto us, Lord. We ask, God, that you will look on every listener. Touch, Lord God, let a blessing come upon them. Oh, Lord, bless
in
a special way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you'll forgive our sins. That you'll blot out our transgressions. Lord, wash us and purify us, Lord. Clean us up, Lord,
yes,
on
Jesus.
The inside and on the outside.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, mold us, make us, and form us into the vessels pleasing unto you, Lord. We don't know what to do without you, oh God. We don't know how to go about doing your will, but we need you to lead and guide us. Lord, direct us in the way we should go. Order our steps, oh God, and keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will take control and that your will be done. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, asking you to please remember them one by one and name by name. To bless, Lord.
Yes, God.
Heal, deliver, make whole, my God. Save in the name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing impossible for you. Oh, Lord, we ask you to please increase our faith, Lord, and help us to believe you. Help us, Lord, to take you at your word. Take away all the doubt, oh, my God, and forgive us for our unbelief. Lord, help our unbelief in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, help us to trust you the more. Teach us your ways, oh, God, and how to walk in your statutes. Lord, we need you to take us by the hand. We need you, Lord, by our side day and night. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, protect us while we're down here. Lord, please take up the battle on our behalf and fight for us, Lord. We're waiting on you. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our guide, oh God. You are our healer, Lord. You are our protection. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight and move in miraculous ways. We are asking you tonight, Lord, for these favors. Asking you, my God, to intervene right now while we're praying and work wonders, oh God. Work miracles, Lord.
Work wonders, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, somebody's in need of a healing tonight. We are praying, my God, that you will come forth with healing tonight, Jesus, and raise up the sick, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord, make them whole right now. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are able to raise them up, Lord. We are praying, oh, God, a special prayer tonight for Deacon Nehemiah, asking you to lay a hand upon him, touch his body,
hand on him right now,
and make him whole, my God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to look on his wife, to touch her body, Lord. Heal her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, make her ever with whole. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Asking you, Lord, to look on my brother. Lord, lay your hand on him right now. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal him, my God. Make him whole, Lord God. Save his soul in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. We know you are able. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. And all of those who are in need of prayer tonight, all of those, oh God, who are in need of a breakthrough, who are in need of a healing tonight. Oh, God, we ask you to remember them tonight. And, Lord God, grant their petition in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. You to bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are depending on you, Lord. We ask that you will have your way. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you for having mercy. We thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you. We thank you tonight, Lord, for all things. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hamin for as our host tonight.
Amen.
God bless.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Hamin.
Amen. Thank God for everyone on the line. God bless you all. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And so at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And the opening scripture is taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 94th verse. That's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 94. And it reads, I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I understand thee, therefore I hear thee. I would have been in my very much quitting the word according to thy word. Except I speak the free of the mouth, O Lord, and take me thy judgment. My soul is continued in my hand, that do I not speak thy law. God through the word, the 100th, the song of the 24th, the 1st, the last verses. In that great way, you put it in the past. Show our broadcast every Friday night at 9 p.m. And then we ask you that for 3 p.m. And this is 5-2-7-6-7-6-3-1-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7- And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to the broadcast website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7903. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can give us a call. If you're a clergy, you can call in. If you'd like to have remarks after the word, you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, or if you want prayer, you can call in. And you don't have to wait. You can call right now at 978-990-5270. And you can just mute yourself when you get on. And if you want to, you know, we'll hear you and we'll bring you on in. That access code is 794-408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you're looking for encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, and also 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night prayers. And on the second and third Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There's Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5371. And that access code is 346-9155. And Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday in Jersey teleconference at 7 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Barry Bennett is the pastor. And that phone number is 720
740-9840. And the access code is 127631. In Ministry of Emmanuel Hope Seems Up. So then I'm going to back tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. 339-209-6891. We want to remember our pastor, Pastor Richard Jackson, is on the 34th anniversary, pastoral anniversary this week. And it started on yesterday, February the 9th, and it's going to last until February the 12th, and it's being held at the Christian Temple Assembly Church, and that is at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, and services start at 7 o'clock p.m. each night. I believe on Saturday, services will start at 6 p.m., and on Sunday, 10 o'clock, Sunday school, and 11 a.m. Morning worship, Lord's will, and 7 p.m. for evening worship. So keep Pastor Jackson in prayer. We were there. Holy Temple was represented yesterday, and we had a beautiful time in the Lord, and we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And as Vance Humming began to preach last night and encouraging us to run, we have a race to run. She began to preach on yesterday, which actually was her birthday. Amen. Praise the Lord. So happy birthday to all of the folks whose birthdays are in February. And also on our prayer list, added to our prayer list, is John Henry. That is my uncle, my mom's brother, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elder Barry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's granddaughter, the Edmund family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Willa May and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breathed Spriggs family, the Breathed Allen family, the Breathed Carr family, the Breathed Darius family, the Breathed Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmund Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, the Breathed White family, all the Breathed families, all of those are in prayer. And say your name in the first. I haven't taken any names. You stay on prayer list, so I just try to call the ones that are most recent, but the names have not been moved. If I'm missing anybody's name, just give me a call or send me a text, and we'll add your name to the prayer list. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. So right now, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over and prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the word of God. This is the most important part. So go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen and your paper, and bring your mind on in. The next question here is that of Pastor Sheila Honey of Holy Bowl in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. We thank the Lord for Dr. Evangelist Khadijah hosting the show and giving those announcements. And we understand there was some technical difficulty. The phone was a bit distorted, but we thank the Lord that we were able to hear the prayer list and some other important numbers. We do thank God once again for how he blessed us on the last night at Pastor Jackson's 34th anniversary, pastoral anniversary. And the Lord has been blessed him to see 80 years. Amen. Mm. Yesterday with a birthday. Mm. And I thank God for it and giving me another year. Praise him. Yeah. Happy about it and yet feeling good on the inside for how the Lord just began to bless me on yesterday. And the blessings were so overwhelming and so great. You know, the Lord promised that he would open up a window and pour out a blessing that we won't have room to receive. And I thank him for blessing me in such a great way. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all of you who have taken the time on this evening to tune in with us. And we're going to now prepare to go to the Word, to the Word of God. And if you will, turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord for a brief word of prayer before we get into the scriptures. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. And Lord, we ask that you will take control, that you will speak to us, Lord, minister unto us according to need. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let your word have free course. Let your word reach out to many souls, near and far. Minister unto us, oh God, spiritually, naturally, emotionally, physically, whatever the need is, Lord. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We count it done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, if you want to read along with me, you can go ahead and get your Bible and let us go to the Word of God in the New Testament. I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 4 through 7, and also verses 12 and 13. And I'll be going over to the book of John, St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 to 14. Praise the Lord. I'll begin reading with Philippians, the fourth chapter. Verse 4 reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I know, verse 12, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which is me. I think I said 12 through 14, but I should have said 12 through 13. Praise the Lord. So we're stopping at verse 13. And also, I believe, St. John. So let us go to the book of St. John, verses 12 through 14. And it reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. Thank God for these passages of scripture. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, God's word is so beautiful and so full of all the things that we need. Praise the Lord for our souls. Every word of God is food for our souls. And we need to take heed to his word. If I were to use a title, it would be "Let Us Look to the Lord." And the theme would be "Do the Will of God." Hallelujah. In Philippians, this is an epistle of Apostle Paul, who wrote to the church at Philippi. And he began to minister to the people of God by writing to them and encouraging them, correcting them, whatever they needed at the time. He was always reaching out because he had a love for the church. He had the church to heart, and he sought to encourage them along the way. And Lord knows we need that encouragement, because there are times when we are going through things, when we're being tested and tried, when the enemy has risen up against us. We need to learn to look to the Lord, and the Apostle Paul, having this love for the people of God, was directing them to look to the Lord. And he did say to them to rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what's going on, no matter what kind of problem we are faced with. He was encouraging the people of God to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So it just takes my mind to the scripture where Brother James began to say, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Praise the Lord. And it's important that we trust in the Lord, that we continue to look to the Lord. Don't be distracted just because we are in a situation that is not that pleasant, in a hostile environment, or we are being confronted by the enemy. No need to turn away from the Lord, but look to the Lord. Trust in him no matter what. And so, again, he's encouraging the church and exhorting the church, saying, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Moderation, the ability to exercise self-control while enforcing one's willpower to resist certain situations a person puts themselves in too often. So we end up in certain circumstances and situations, but we can maintain our integrity. We don't have to become unseemly or taking things to extremes, but having this moderation in walking before the Lord, obeying the Lord God and being an example unto others. Let your moderation be made known unto men, because the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. No need to be all upset and anxious about things. Worry about this. What if that? What if that happens? Just look to the Lord and trust in him. Don't let the enemy get you all upset and worked up and stop looking to the Lord, but rejoice always and continue to look to the Lord. As Apostle Paul said to them, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. These are the instructions. Let your request be made known unto God. Don't be getting on the phone, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and everything else, trying to reach out to this one or that one. But your request mm-hmm. made known unto God using prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So while you're praying about it, while you're going to God, and the word supplication, the action of humbly or earnestly asking or begging for something, going before God and making supplication, praying and asking God with thanksgiving, believing God, looking to the Lord, trusting in him. And I'm reminded of how Jesus went to God and he began to pray, asking God if it be his will to let that bitter cup pass. So he went to the God in earnest and he prayed so humbly, asking the Lord, supplicating before him and asking if that bitter cup could pass. He set the example for us that we are to look to the Lord, that we are to trust God in every situation. Praise the Lord. We can just leave it in the hands of the Lord, not try to figure it out or work it out on our own, but do it ourselves. Hallelujah. But we can look to the Lord, praise God. Go before him in everything. Don't leave anything out, but in everything. Take it to the Lord in prayer and believe God by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. The peace of God. This is how we have this peace. As Jesus instructed his disciples that he would pray to the Father, that he would send them another comforter. Praise God. He was starting off by letting them know that he was giving them peace, not as the world gives, but the peace that he gives. The world cannot give us this peace. It can only come from God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. As he said, in verse 12, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Hallelujah. I don't know how many trains are going by. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you might hear the train in the background. That's all right. Praise be to God. I haven't heard this many trains, but you know how the enemy works. He's always trying to interfere when we are trying to do the will of God. This is why we have to look to the Lord, and we have to trust in him. We have to just depend on God to help us to do his will. Because we cannot do it without him. And learning how to be abased. That word abased means to reduce or lower, as in rank, office, reputation, or estimation. Humble, degrade. In other words, we know how to humble ourselves. We know how to take low. Hallelujah. And somebody described it as giving up the right for the wrong. Glory to God. But also learning how to abound. So we do both. We know how to be abased and we know how to abound. The word abound meaning to occur or exist in great quantities or numbers. Praise the Lord. Knowing how to be abased, reducing and abounding, increasing in number. Hallelujah. As the scripture brings out, in everywhere and in all things, we are instructed, full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Praise the Lord. And then he finishes off with that part by saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Christ gives us the strength we need in order to do all things. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah. And I believe in St. John, the 14th chapter, Jesus began to talk to their hearts be troubled. But to believe in him, if they also believed in God. And then in the 12th verse, he began to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So the Lord has given us a work to do. Mm-hmm. The work that he did, he said, if we believe on him, we would also do these works, and greater works than these shall we do, because he had to go to his. And then he said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is a promise from the Lord. This should give us that confidence we need to look to the Lord no matter what. Just turn to him and pray, cry unto the Lord. Go to him earnestly. If you have to go more than one time, be encouraged anyhow and go to the Lord and cry unto him. Call upon the name of the Lord. If you believe in him, he will do it for you. And you can ask him in faith, whatever you ask the Lord in the name of Jesus, he said, I will do it. Glory to God. The Father will be glorified in the Son, because the Father is in the Son and the Son is in the Father. Oh, glory be to God. I tell you, I thank God for this word tonight. The word of God is so powerful. The word of God just ministers to our needs, and we can have this peace and comfort in knowing that we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have, but we can go to the Lord and talk with the Lord about it. We can pray unto him and supplicate before him, giving thanks to the Lord, making our request known unto him. He's listening, and he hears us when we call, even before we can even pray or even call on the Lord. He's already heard us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He's already on the way to work things out, to come and see about us. Oh, praise be to God. So let us look to the Lord. Amen. And let's do the will of God. Don't let anything or anyone stop you from doing the will of God. There are those times when we will suffer need. Those times when we will be abased. Glory to God. But we won't always stay in that position. But God will elevate us and he will take us higher. We just have to look to him and trust him, and God will do everything. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So I encourage you tonight to do the will of God, to keep your trust in the Lord. As the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. We can rejoice in the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Trouble everywhere, but rejoice in the Lord and continue to look to him. And God will work it out for you. Amen. I thank the Lord for the word of God, and I pray that you will be blessed, gain something from the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. Don't let the enemy disturb your peace. Don't let the enemy discourage you, but you continue to look to the Lord and trust in him. And you can repeat these words. This is personal. You can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It has to be done through Christ. You know, speak it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't be ashamed, but say it and mean it from your heart. Say it by faith. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. When the Lord gives you something to do, when the Lord has given you an assignment, it may seem like there's no way you can do it. It may seem like there's no possible way. But with God, all things are possible. And when the enemy starts speaking to your mind and saying, you can't do this or you can't do that, you just say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He will give me He will give me everything I need. He will equip me with all the tools that are necessary to get the job done, because I can do all things through Christ. I'll call on the Lord. I'll ask in the name of Jesus, because he promised that whatsoever I ask in his name, he will do it. Hallelujah. And glory to God, we can take him at his word, because he will never, ever go back on his promise, but he will always keep his promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's continue to look to the Lord and keep our faith in him. Do the will of God. You're not going to always see the way how it's going to get done. You don't even know what to do many times, but trust in the Lord. He will direct you. He will give you guidance. He'll give you wisdom and knowledge concerning his will, so that you can do all that he commands you. Everything that the Lord has assigned to you, you need that strength to get it done. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to God in prayer. And if there's anyone who desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior tonight, the invitation is to you. You are invited to come to Jesus and to accept him as your personal Savior. You have the opportunity right now to repent and be godly sorry for all the wrong that you've done, for all the sins you've committed against God, and ask the Lord to have mercy on you and to forgive you and to take away your sins. Hallelujah. If there's anyone listening in need of a breakthrough, in need of healing, in need of strength or encouragement, in need of wisdom or knowledge or whatever you're in need of, God got it, and he's waiting to give it to you. God can do it for you. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. You ought to just look to him tonight. Maybe you've been trying to figure something out. You've been trying to get something done. You've been trying to do this or that. But if you would just look to the Lord tonight, if you would just trust in him and just turn it over to him, make your request known unto him, humbly pray and ask the Lord for those things, God will grant it unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And along with your prayer, give him thanks as well. So let us now believe God together and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for your mercy and for your grace, Lord. We pray, God, that you will forgive sins right now, that you will blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look on the repentant souls tonight, those who have come to you, Lord, to accept you as their personal Savior. We pray a special prayer for them, Lord, that you will save their souls. Oh, my God, that you will purge them on the inside and clean them up on the outside. Sanctify them, Lord God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord God. Be merciful, Lord, in them right now as we pray this prayer. And we come to you, Lord God, on behalf of those who are in need of something tonight. Oh, my God, who have made their request known unto you. You know about it, oh, God. You can hear those who are praying right now, God, asking you for a petition. Oh, Lord, be merciful and grant it unto them this night. Oh, Lord God, grant healing. Lord Jesus, grant restoration tonight. Grant strength tonight, Jesus. Encouragement, Lord God. Lift heavy burdens, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord, please, we need divine intervention. We need you to be in our midst, oh God, and to help us so we can't make it on our own, oh Lord. But with you, we can do all things. We just need you to strengthen us, Lord. We need you to uphold us, my God. We need you to be with us in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed nature. Cover us under your blood, Lord. Wash us and clean us up, Lord. Anything that's not pleasing, Lord Jesus, anything that's in our way, we ask that you'll forgive us and remove it in the name of Jesus. Take it away, Lord God. Take it out by the root, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and make us all over. Created us, oh Lord, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Work on us, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, you are the potter, and we are the clay. Oh, Lord, take us in your hand and do with us whatsoever pleases you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Remember those on the prayer list tonight. Oh, God, we pray for them a special prayer. Lord, please, Jesus, touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole right now, my God. Look on my brother, Lord Jesus. Touch his body, Lord. Heal him of that condition. Make him whole, Lord Jesus. Save him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Look on Deacon Nehemiah. Oh, my God. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal him and make him whole tonight. Work a miracle, Lord Jesus, in his life. For we know you're able, my God. Look on his wife, Sister Doreen, Lord. Touch her and heal her body. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. work wonders right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, look on Elder Barry. Go, Lord, into the hospital. Yeah. Look on him right now, Jesus. Lay your hand on him, Lord, and raise him up, Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Oh, God, we know you're able. Oh, my Lord, do it right now. Work wonders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, remember the Gatewood's grandchild. Oh, my Lord, bless right now. Jesus, touch. Heal, deliver, work things out, Lord. Move in miraculous ways in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And we ask God those names that were called out on the prayer list. Oh, Lord, look on them right now. And the bereaved family, Lord, give comfort, Lord. Give consolation. Lord, please move right now. Fix it, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All of those who are requesting prayer, you know, Lord, just what to do. And we're looking unto you. We're depending on you, Lord. And we're trusting in you tonight. We're bringing all of our cares, casting them on you, because we know that you care for us. And, Lord, these requests and petitions we bring before you, we are asking in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight for just being so merciful. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. And we thank you for all that you're going to do. We praise you, Lord. We rejoice, oh God, in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and we praise your name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you will bless your people everywhere, near and far, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And at this time, we're going to Lord this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of our host for remarks and also to give way for remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying, let us look to the Lord and do the will of God. And we can rejoice in the Lord always. We don't have to become careful for anything. We don't have to be anxious like the preacher began to say about things. You know, if we are truly looking to God, we won't become anxious because we trust in him. And in doing his will, we have to trust in him. We can't trust in our own selves or our own talents or our abilities, because God, he's the one who gave them to us, and therefore he's the one we have to look to. And I thank God for the word of God, just and for Evangelist Hameen being so willing to do the will of God. And I just want to open up the line if anyone wants to come on and have remarks. Any member of the clergy would like to have remarks, you are certainly welcome to do so at this time. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. She's always so faithful and we're keeping her in our prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if there are no members of the clergy that are on at this time who would like to have remarks, again, I just want to thank God for the word of God and just encourage everyone to look to the Lord and do his will. And if you don't know what his will is, seek it. Seek him until he reveals it unto you. Amen. God bless you, Linda, coming. Broadcast back over to your hand.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and encouraging words coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija. And we just thank the Lord for all of our listeners. And we thank you for your prayers and your report, your support. Praise God. We just thank God because God has blessed us in such a great way. And as was mentioned earlier, the 34th pastoral anniversary is ongoing. We'll be convening throughout. So they're in service tonight. Praise the Lord. We were there last night, as was stated. We had a beautiful time. We're praying that the Lord will continue to bless throughout the broadcast. And let us also please continue to call out the names on the prayer list, those who are requesting prayer. Let us pray earnestly for them, amen, and also along with them, because they need our prayers. We need each other's prayers. So let's keep one another in prayer. And we do thank the Lord for the broadcast on this evening. And we do look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. And we ask you, please spread the word. If you know of anyone who might want to tune in, spread the word. Give them the call-in number for listening to the broadcast, or give them the website that they can go on the website and listen as well. So go ahead and spread the word. Let them know that we are on the air broadcasting and ministering before the Lord. Amen. So anything further, Ben Khadija?
Not at this time, man.
Well, we do thank the Lord for all things. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening. So let us take the word of God in. And until the next time, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.